Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, 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 brothers and sisters at Rev Tov. Good evening, good evening. Little delay right there, but here Thursday podcast. Upper Room of Zion. Give thanks, Rastahar Ahad, for this right here, here, here.
In the Christian tradition, based on Acts 1:13, the upper room was said to be the site of the Last Supper, i.e., the cenacle. But it was not the upper room found in Mark 14:15 and Luke 22:12 is the site of the Last Supper. However, the upper room in Zion, Acts 1:13, located on Mount Zion in the city of David, was the usual place where the apostles of Adonai Baruch stayed in Jerusalem. And according to the Rastafari Encyclopedia, based upon Acts 2 and 42, as it is written, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. It was thus the first church of the Nazarene, our black master and savior, Jesus Christ, and said by many to be the first Christian church. Christian church. Christian church. Christian church.
Come out of her, my people, leaving, leaving, leaving to Zion. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cool.
When they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, They went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
Zion.
Chain and a ring, the chain and a ring of it go to the mountain. You can't go a Zion with no portable phone. Portable phone of it go left back around. Can't go a Zion with no big rusty nine. The big rusty nine of it go left back behind. But Emperor Selassie is so pure and divine. Empress Omega splendid all the time. Look into the scriptures and see where you find. Look into Revelation chapter 5 verse 5. The same root as David and Solomon. Recipes on certain cure roots fine. And come down daddy two months and one more time.
The prophet has rise again. The prophet has rise again.
The chain and the ring of figure to the mountain. You can't go a Zion with no portable phone. Portable phone of figure left back a room. Can't go a Zion with no big 45. The big 45 of figure left behind. The eagle and the bear and all the dragons combined. Employ Jezebel and them a grow concubine. Who just said the truth and must be blind them blind. The read about the news in Revelation 9. And tell me how you feel about the black star line. You better pack your bag and see your mountain climb. And all of the players, them will still a rewind. You walk with your nine, keep one thing in mind.
It's a good time, you. Your life will comfortable. Chapter 8, keep all evil away. And listen to the prophet and hear what he says. He says to go to Zion, more than burn in a fire, fire. He says to go to Zion, more than burn in a fire.
And when they say you can't go a Zion with no carnal mind, your carnal mind a figure left back behind. You can't go a Zion with no chain and a ring. And ring a figure to the mountain. You can't go a Zion with no portable phone. Portable phone a figure left back a room. Can't go a Zion with no big rusty nine. The big rusty nine a figure. Give me the microphone and make me punch down Rome. And all of the churches will cast them stone. And fight against the lion of the royal throne. The Vatican City becomes the danger zone. The world become a graveyard of skulls and bones. And Mount Zion, it is the safest ground. Upon the only mountain, the city was found. That's where the Most High choose to wear him crown.
The prophet has rise again.
La, 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 la.
Returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room and beyond, would they be on? Distinguishing the light seeker from the peon. Ra, say Adonis, lay upon us knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old, and I sit watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name, kept the Maui Hallis Selassie, the first will reign. To open the book of the seven seals, time for the gathering. It's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating. Stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Coming on. Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have
Psalm 10. Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous whom the Lord abhorreth. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above, out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. He hath said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villagers. In the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the poor. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. He croucheth and humbleth himself, that the poor may fall by his strong ones. He hath said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face. He will never see it. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up thine hand. Forget not the humble. Wherefore doth the wicked contemn God? He hath said in his heart, thou wilt not require it. Thou hast seen it. For thou beholdest mischief and spite to requite it with thy hand. The poor committeth himself unto thee. Thou art the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness till thou find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear. To judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may no more oppress.
መዝሙር 10 በዕብራይስጥ አቤቱ ለምን ርቀህ ቆምህ በመከራም ጊዜ ለምን ትሰወራለህ በኃጢአተኛ ትዕቢት ድሃ ይናደዳል ባሰቡት ተንኮላቸው ተጠመዱ ኃጢአተኛ በነፍሱ ፈቃድ ይወደሳልና አመፀኛም ይባርካል ኃጢአተኛ እግዚአብሔርን አበሳጭ እንደ ቁጣውም ብዛት አይመራመረው በርሱ ፊት እግዚአብሔር የለም መንገዱ ሁሉ የረከሰ ነው فردهم بفتو يفرسن تلاتو اتشنم هلو يقذات جوه بل بويلة لا لجلجي عالت تاوكم كفوم عاقن عفو مرقى من الناس انقلان تنكولن يتمولان كملا صوبتاج قداتنا مكرانا بمن دروج مشمك عيك أمتا نصحانن بسوور يقد الزن عينو تشم ودد هاي ملتفا عند عن بسا بشفك دور بسوور الشمك دهاون لمن تك عدبا دهاوني نتقوان باشك اللاوم يسبوان دها يواردا يقوم بهايالانو مجورك بلبو ميلا اكجابير رسطوين فتسمو من دايا اني في توس اوو عبيتو عملاك بوي تنس اجهم كف كفتو دهو اتشنا ترسا حت اعتنيا سلمن اكجابير اسقوط او بلبو اي مرامرنيم كلان ايهو انت كفاتن الناقض انت ملكت عليهن بجي في الداون لمسأل دها راسو لانتي ثوات له دها الدزم رداتو انت يهات اعتنيان النا يكفون كن سبر يهات اعتنون بالدرات كفل ليلا اتكما يتجني در اجيابير لزلال مينس اهزاب كمدروي تفال اجيابير يدهو تلمينو تسمى جورهم يلبات شونا السابة دمت فردو لدها الدقنا لشقرنيا يدرق زن سوك بمدر لاي عفات شون كف كف مادرقن داي دقم
When they were come in, they went up into an upper room. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Here we have today's daily song, we have song. Psalm 10. Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous whom the Lord abhorreth. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His way... Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous whom the Lord abhorreth. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above, out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth. He hath said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villagers. In the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the poor. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. He croucheth and humbleth himself, that the poor may fall by his strong one. He had said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face. He will never see it. Arise, O Lord. O God, lift up thine hand. Forget not the humble. Wherefore doth the wicked contemn God? He hath said in his heart, thou wilt not require it. Thou hast seen it. for thou beholdest mischief and spite to requite it with thy hand. The poor committed himself unto thee. Thou art the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked and the evil. Seek out his wickedness till thou find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear, to judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may no more oppress. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up.
Psalms 9 and 10 is where the Psalms, like in the Amharic, and even the native speaker, Abraham Chebuda, he oftentimes will say like two numbers. If you listen carefully and you hear the native speaker, you know, Abraham Chebuda that we play, you know, within the, you know, that we give ear to hear, it's usually two numbers. And we pointed that out, not to get into all the complexities of it. It's not, it's a basic thing, but it's somewhat getting used to, you know, that some of the Psalms were numbered like one number over. And then we also have, you know, Psalm 151. But not going all the way to the 151 now, just looking at today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm, the 10th psalm. Now, it's interesting, it's interesting in this time and this season that we have right here, with the beginning of the Orit Zelewawian, Ethiopically speaking, the Torah of the Levites, we can say, the Orit Zelewawian, also called Vayikra or Vayikra, and he called out, or Tarito, Hebraically speaking, the handbook of the priests. And some of the other, we could say, Yehudi and Jews, also in this Torah portion, they add the Psalm 50, you know, with this Torah portion. So for the Torah portion, I would propose for ones and ones, you know, just to get a pretty interesting medi. It's a good medi, looking at Psalm 50, you know, and we see, well, what are the contents, you know, what's the contents of Psalm 50 and how it relates to this Torah portion, but especially today's daily psalm. I'm going to just zoom in on today's psalm, the 10th psalm. Many of the Hebrew manuscripts, also the ancient Greek versions, as well as, you know, we call the LXX, so many of the Hebrew manuscripts and many of the ancient Greek versions, also the Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, we have Psalm 9 and 10. When we say combined, they're not so much one psalm, but there's a notation that's given us in the Royal Amharic that shows the ancient numbering, right, of the psalms. And this is where, after Psalm 9 and 10, we get a little almost like a stutter step of numbering, right, where, for example, you know, I think when we get to Psalm, was it 11, it's actually Psalm 10 in the ancient numbering, and that's how the Amharic Bible is numbered. And some unfamiliar with that may imagine, let me get right here, the Mezmor Dawit. We have this Mezmor Dawit. I think we have this in a reprint right here. It's just this section of His Majesty's Bible, the Amharic, that is printed out just as a kind of a quick reference. So here in Psalm 9 is 9. Now Psalm 10, when we look at Psalm 9, we get up to verse 20, and then at verse 21, before we get to verse 21, it has the kinswist in parentheses, Mezmor Aser be'Evrayist. Mezmor Aser, like Psalm 10, be'Evrayist in Hebrew. Psalm 10 in Hebrew. And then you can see, when you look at the Metzaf Kedush, you can see the numbering. So the main numbering continues the numbering from Psalm 9, which shows what many of the better introductions to Psalm 10 would give you. You know, even the Word software, they acknowledge that many of the Hebrew MSS manuscripts in the ancient Greek version, Septuagint, the LXX, combined Psalm 9 and 10 into a single psalm. So also we would have this in the Sefer Tehillim, where there's a reference to see the introduction to Psalm IX, right? See the introduction to the Tate, you know, the ninth psalm, Mizmor 8, right? Now, the main difference is that today's daily psalm seeing the prayer of the oppressed or downpressed. The main difference is in the status of men who are the cause of innocent suffering. In the ninth psalm, we have them as being the godless or the jahless nations who were Yisrael's Israel, the man who sees the true good, the true God's neighbors. Here, in today's daily psalm, Psalm 10, or Mizmor Yod, in the Hebrew, Hebraically, or Mezmor, as we have right here in the Metz of Kedus, Mezmor Aser Be'Evrayist, in the Hebrew, right, the 10th psalm in the Hebrew. Here we have godless or jahless persons within the body of Yisrael, who are downpressing. Not up, they're not pushing them up, pushing them down. Downpressing their weaker brethren or their weaker brethren and sister, in other words. So it's interesting in that it is a prayer of the downpressed, but in Psalm 9, we had the jahless or the heathen-like nations, right, being Yisrael, Jah people's neighbors and downpressing them, right? And we can also apply this with the Israel, Ethiopia, Israel within the covenant sense. But here, we're speaking about the jahless persons in the body. We can say, like, even in the church, so to speak, right? Even the church of the firstborn, right, who are downpressing their weaker idren or brothers and sisters, in other words. So the other one is like enemies foreign. And this psalm here more speaks to enemies domestic. Now, when we get to the 11th psalm, right, what is in the English is known as the 11th psalm. In the Metzhaf Kedus, the Mezmor Dawit of Garmawi Karmawi Hanselasi, in the Book of the Seven Seals, the HSV, we call the Hanselasi version, Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, Psalm 11, you notice it's put in the parentheses, but it says Mezmor Aser, Psalm 10, they can twist Aseraan, and in parentheses 11. And it goes on, it goes on and on and on like that until... Right, until we get to Psalm, I think 147. Yeah, 147. Until we really get to 147. Right, around 147, 148. Then we get to see 146, 147. That's where the psalm again resumes. So it's like from 1 to 9 is 1 to 9. And then after, what is it, 146, 147 around there, like 147, 148, then it, for the last, we say couple psalms, it basically resumes the order. So that is not just in the Metz of Kedus of His Majesty, the Book of the Seven Seals, or His Majesty's Bible, but it's reflecting the more ancient tradition. So this is a particular note on today's daily psalm as far as the numbering, just in case, and not just in case, but as one in grace, study and learn, you'll find that, and some get a little bit, thrown off because of those numbering differences right there, but it is basically explainable as what we have already just said right there. But now, taking an isolation, looking at today's daily psalm according to the royal order, right, and here after the order, right, we have Psalm 10 as a petition. Psalm 10 is a petition or an ask, right? You call it like an ask. Abetuta, a sha'al in the Hebrew, abetuta, an ask for help, in which the psalmist and I urges, right? We're urging Jah, we're urging Adonai, Adonai, to deliver I, to deliver from one's dangerous enemies. So Jehovah has been asked for deliverance. So here the psalmist urges Adonai to deliver him from his dangerous enemies, who he describes in vivid and also quite terrifying detail. Right? Now the psalmist, he concludes with confidence, right? With that confidence, as we had even according to the royal order and the psalms, the Mezmor Dawit, the Davidic worship, even in the previous psalm, also a prayer, a hymn, a chant, an intonation of confidence. I think it was Psalm 27. So the psalmist here in today's daily psalm, Psalm 10, concludes with confidence. Confidence in the victory of good over evil, being certain that Jah's justice will prevail. Just getting a basic overview right here to today's daily psalm, as well as a noting to the connection of Psalm 9 and 10, and also the ancient numbering that is attested to by the, we say the ancient, the better Hebrew manuscripts, as well as the ancient Septuagint, or the Koine, the common Greek, the LXX, and also by the Ethiopic, you know, Metzhav Kedus, the Ge'ez, and also the royal Amharic, the Metzhav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Lion, Tribe Judah, Root of David, of Karmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie. So make I and I
Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous whom the Lord abhorreth. The wicked through the pride of his countenance will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above, out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. He hath said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the poor. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. He croucheth and humbleth himself, that the poor may fall by his strong ones. He hath said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face. He will never see it. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up thine hand. Forget not the humble. Wherefore doth the wicked contemn God? He hath said in his heart, thou wilt not require it. Thou hast seen it, for thou beholdest mischief and spite to requite it with thy hand. The poor committeth himself unto thee. Thou art the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness till thou find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear. To judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may no more oppress.
למה אדוני תעמוד ברחוק? תעלים מעיתות בצרה, בגאוות רשע נדלק עני, התאפצו במזימות זו חשבו, כי לב רשע על תאוות נפשו, ורוצה ורך נעץ אדוני, רשע כגובה אפו בל ידרוש, אין אלוהים כל מזימותיו, יחילו דרכיו בכל עת, מרום משפטיך מנגדו כל צורריו יפיח בהם, אמר בליבו בל אמות, את אור ודור אשר לא עוברה, על אפי הוא מלא ומרמות ותוך, תחת לשונו עמל ואבן, ישב במערב חצרים, במסתרים יהרוג נקי, עיניו לחיל חי צפונו, יערוב במסתר כאריה בסוכו, ירוב לחטוף אני, לחטוף אני במוחו ברשתו, כישוח, ונפל בעצומיו חלקאים, אמר בליבו שכח אל, הסתיר פניו וראה לנצח, קום אדוני אל נשא ידיך, אל תשכח ענבים, על מני את רשע אלוהים, אמר בליבו לא תדרוש, ראית כי אתה עמל וחד תביט, לתת בידיך עליך יעזוב חיליך, כתום אתה היית עוזר, שבור זה רוע רשע, ורע תדרוש רשעו בל תמצא, אדוני מלך עולם ועד, עבדו גויים מארצו, תאוות ענבים שמעת אדוני, תכין ליבם, תקשיב אוזניך, לשפוט יתום ודח, בל יוסיף עוד להרוס, לערוץ אנוש מן הארץ.
And when they would come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Of Psalm Mizmor, Psalms 9 and 10 are joined into one psalm. We have this also in the Authorized Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, of the Conquering Line of the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, in Kadamawi, Haile Selassie's Bible, the Revised Amharic Bible. We also have this very clearly articulated and put forth, that in the ancient, some of the ancient manuscripts, the Hebraic, Judaic, and even the ancient Greek, the Koine, and some of the Latin versions, Psalms 9 and 10 are joined into one psalm. So I think this is very important to make notes of, because sometimes you might be studying the Psalms in different documents, and they might actually sometimes list two numbers. Like, for example, we would have Psalm 23 is also sometimes listed as Psalm 22, Psalm 68 as Psalm 67. And the reason being that in the ancient manuscripts, Psalm 9 and Psalm 10 were joined together as one psalm. So the current thought runs through both. There is a particular thought, a meditation, a particular theme, a thought that runs through both Psalm 9 and Psalm 10, namely dependence upon Ha'Elohim, Baruchu Baruch Hashem, dependence upon He who be who He be, the true source, the true power, dependence upon Jah for escape. Dependence upon Jah for escape from evil, machinations. Also, there's a trace of an alphabetical acrostic. We touched on the alphabetical acrostic with the Hebrew, how certain verses and certain psalms and areas of scripture, when we study the Hebrew Masoretic, the Hebrew text, we see that it's in the Hebrew alphabet. The first letter and first word, first letter, is according to the order of the Hebrew alphabet, from the Hebrew A to Z, A to Z, or more correctly, the Aleph to Tav, the A to T, or we could say the Hebraic Alpha and Omega. So there's a trace of that, of an alphabetical acrostic that is discernible in the verses of the two psalms, namely Psalm 9 and today's daily psalm, Psalm 10. Now, although several letters are omitted, though there might be some omission of letters, we can clearly see this discernible pattern, right? Taking heed, you know, to how we hear, taking heed to also how we read, right? So there's a resemblance in the phraseology, in the phrases, the word sound, the phrases. This is also noticeable and should be observable, so we should look for that as well. A resemblance in the phraseology, the phrases in these two psalms, Psalm 9 and Psalm 10. Nevertheless, a modern opinion, there's a modern opinion that runs a little like this, quote, it seems better to regard Psalm 10 as a later psalm composed as an appendix or a continuation of an earlier psalm under different conditions rather than as a part of a psalm from which the beginning was one whole. Now, one particular, I think, is Dietlich, I think, comments like that. But this is in agreement, they say, with the Judaic tradition, which divides the composition into two separate psalms, even as we have Psalm 9 and Psalm 10. But even in the Royal Amharic Bible, in His Majesty's Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, there's a note We'll get the note and bring that note forward for the IVM as well. But let's just continue right here just to get a kind of an overview, right, of today's daily psalm and also today's psalm, Psalm 10, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrew, R-O-E-H, and the acronym, Roe is also shepherd in the Hebrew for the acronym of the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrew. It's just a note right there. So here, I'm looking at the subscription, the introduction to Psalm 9. Here we have a hymn. We have a hymn of Isis, of praises, of Miskana, thanksgiving. Thanksgiving for victory, over national enemies, as is the case with Imperial Ethiopia. Imperial Ethiopia greater than Wakanda. Yes, I'm speaking about the Battle of Adwa. The Battle of Adwa greater than Wakanda, because the Battle of Adwa is real. It's real time. We're speaking about real world. Elvis? So here we have a hymn of praise, of thanksgiving for victory over national enemies, and the historical background may be that's narrated in 2 Samuel chapter 8. So we have 2 Samuel chapter 8 that presents also a very plausible and possible narrative that goes along with Psalm 9 and Psalm 10. Now, before we get into Psalm 10, we're referring to the introduction because we see the connectivity, right? The connectivity. Now, from a Western Gentile perspective, this might not be so discernible, like within the translations. Only by studying, you will come across the link of Psalm 9 and Psalm 10 in the ancient manuscripts, namely the Hebrew manuscript, as well as the Latin and the early Greek manuscripts, but also in the Ethiopic. In the Ethiopic manuscripts, there's also that note. And we notice that note, especially in the numbering. If I could show the eye like a visual, like of the page of the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals. And seeing the page of the Metzav Kedus, how it's typeset, you can see that the numbering continues from Psalm 9, straight forward into Psalm 10. So in other words, when we come to verse 21 is actually of Psalm 9. Well, when we come to Psalm 10, that would actually be verse 21, because Psalm 9 has 20 verses. Right? In the standard Targum, like the KJV, if you look in the KJV, the King James Version Bible, for Psalm 9, you'll see that Psalm 9 has 10 verses. And then when we get into the next Psalm, Psalm 10, right? Psalm 10 has 18 verses, but in the Amharic Bible, the authorized Amharic Bible of the King of Kings, after the order of Melchizedek, we see that Psalm 10, verse 1, has the number 1, but also it has the number 21, showing the continuation right there. So that's also another indication. And right before Psalm 10 begins, I think it says Be'ibrayist, and Be'ibrayist is to say in the Hebrew, Be'ibrayist, so in the Hebrew. So it shows in the Hebrew that it's actually, I think it's Psalm 10. Let's see if we can get this right here, because I don't have the script in front of me, and I like to have the script in front of me, the hard copy. But we're right here, on the ear and in the eye, it was Psalm 10. But we'll get into some of the details of that. Just pointing that out to the hovering, not to go into a deep study of that, but I think it's important to make mention of the connectivity of these psalms here, right? Because we might be observing some things and think, oh, maybe it's just me, but actually it's your spirit picking up on what's really there, but has not always been fully noted in some of the translations and in some of the denominations and in some of the other areas of biblical scriptural hermeneutics or study, all right? Okay, so we have Psalm 9, right, and Psalm 9. I know today's psalm is 10, so somebody just came in and just heard today's daily psalm for March 16th is the 10th psalm. It's Psalm X, right, Roman numeral X, 10. But the psalm is connected with Psalm 9, right? And we both have this indication in the Hebrew, right, in the Hebrew Tehillim that we are referring to. And we're also sharing the introductory notes, as we do here on the Ian and the Ivory, and also give thanks to the co-laborers, I and I, brother, Wyndham, Ross,
when the Marasif Deya, a.k.a. Legifti, you know, it's almost become like a brand in a sense, right? You know, that's good, my brother. You know, and my brothers and sisters, and also to hail up to the RSC. I want to hail up the RSC right here, you know, and all the co-laborers. But in particular, you know, with the most recent co-laborers in, you know, bringing forward and keeping this gathering on the air and the IRIT, you know, relevant with the revelations and the prophecies and dissemination of the information, you know, to those near and to those far. So give thanks, like, share, subscribe, you know, repost up on your IG, you know, repost, retweet, reblog, share, because that's also co-laboring right there. Sharing is co-laboring. Oh, amen. So we have the, there's a footer, there's a footnote. Okay, let's go over here right here as we bring this forward to the eye. I think going in one of I and I, we have a bag, you know, one of I and I, I guess you could say our to-go bag, and, you know, there's a Bible that's in there, that we keep in there. Okay, there we go, wrapped up, because we're here, we're in I and I virtual office right here, makeshift office here, right? You know, on the third, not in the basement, just to point out to some of the funny guys and gals out there. Watch the fire, all right? Watch the fire. Yes, don't play with fire. Fire, wire, wire. Run. Okay, so here we're looking at the Metz Alf Kedus. The Metz Alf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, as per Revelation 5:5, the Authorized Amharic Bible. The Authorized Amharic Bible, or often also referred to as a Revised Amharic Bible. And so here, yeah, it says, open parenthesis, it says Mezmur Aser 10, then it says Be Ibrayist, and then close parenthesis. So Mezmur 10, it says Mezmur, it says Psalm 10 in the Hebrew, and as we mentioned, verse 1 of Psalm 10, actually in the margin area, is numbered in the Ethiopic cipher as And in parenthesis, then it says Haya And. So the And 1, Haya And 21. So it continues from Mezmur Zeteng. Zeteng, Bamarinya is 9. Mezmur, Psalm, Chant, Zeteng, Psalm 10. Subscription here says, Lemezmurana leka, be mutlavein, yedawit mezmur, for Psalm 9. In the Hebrew it says, Lamnat eyach, al mutlavein mezmur le dawit. Or le David, some would pronounce, but le David. So we have Lamnat Seyach al Mut Labain Mizmor le David, for the leader, for the chief musician, upon Mut Labain, a psalm of David, Mizmor le David, Mizmor le David, Mizmor le David. Bamarinya in the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of the King of Kings, we have Lemezemran Aleka Be Mutlavein Yedawit Mezmur. Just to show that, compare and that contrast, the witness of the children, the faithful Judeo-Christian children of the Ethiopians, and that witness of I and I and the children of Israel, i.e. not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel. So for the children of Israel, Psalm 9, Lamnat Seyach Al Mutlavein Mezmur Le David. And here among the children of the Ethiopians, Lemezamarana leka bemutlabein yedawit mezmur. Oh, you hear? Shema shemu'u. So what is mutlabein? Mutlabein. Mutlabein, mut is death, and la for or of la lebein. Labein, mutlabein. Death for or death of the son. Death for the son, death of the son. The old Judaic commentators explain that David, he composed this pian, a pian like this cry, this song, almost like a Hebrew blues in the style and the, you know, music, you know. Some might say it had a dark vibe in that sense. You know what I'm saying? That pian, that cry, that elegy. I think they call that, you know, an elegy. You know, some would say a sad song or a motion song, a pian on the death of a neighboring ruler named Labain. This is what some of the old Judaic commentators said, that David composed this particular song, this pian, based on the death of a neighboring ruler whose name was Labain, who had oppressed, or rather down-pressed, Yisrael. But there's no record of him in the Bible. In the Bible history and in the Hebrew Bible, we don't have a record of a king named Labain. By analogy, it is said it is most likely a direction to the leader of the orchestra, indicating the name of a song whose melody was to accompany the psalm. Now, some of us have come to the understanding, you know, the conclusion based on the facts and the evidence that when we come to the subscription, sometimes the subscription actually indicates the type of rhythm, as you even say, you know, upon such and such rhythm, you know, upon this a rhythm or that a rhythm. And, you know, within the roots and the reggae and even the dance hall music, and even I think amongst hip-hop also there's certain type of rhythms. The rhythms, the instrumentals or the rhythms have a certain name. It's almost like a musical notation, you know, to be sung or chant to a certain time, you know, a certain rhythm, and that indication there. But there might be more to this. Labane, mut labane, that's of the Son, for the Son, to the Son. Now, in the fuller sense, right, in the fuller sense of the Berit Chadasha, of the New Covenant, Hadis Kidan, the psalm is very interesting here. So we're just looking at the first part, the first words, and it begins off, right, with that subscription. Now, let's forward to today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrew. So we paid attention and we took a look and we shared the introduction, right, to Psalm IX, Psalm 9, for today's psalm, Psalm 10. And we saw how these psalms in the ancient record, the Hebrew record, the Hebraic Israelitish record, the New Testament, Greek, and even latter Latin Testament, and record also points with the Hebrew record, and also the Ethiopian, the children of the Ethiopian record, as testified by the Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Revised Amharic Bible, the Authorized Version, right? We also have that testimony. So the children of the Ethiopians testified to this, and the children of Israel, the ancient manuscripts, also testified to this. So this is a yay, yay, and an amen, amen. So now the main difference between Psalm 9 and today's Psalm, Psalm 10, is in the status, statio comes from standing, the idea of standing, status, state, standing, the idea right there, standing. So the main difference is in the status of men and people who are the cause of innocent suffering. That's the main difference between Psalm 9 and Psalm 10. We already pointed out how the Psalms were connected in certain testimonies and witnesses, you know, the two psalms being connected, but there's a nuance. So the nuance in today's daily psalm, Psalm 10, is the status or the standing of the men who are the cause of innocent, of the innocent suffering. In the previous psalm, Psalm 9, right, they were godless nations that did not know Jah Rastafari, nations that did not know the King of Kings Christ in spirit and in truth, Yeshua HaMashiach, who were downpressing, right? Who were the downpressers? And they were Yisrael's neighbors, you know? Who's your neighbor? It's your neighbors, you know? So there's an app for that. Here in this psalm, so we had godless nations in Psalm 9, right? Godless nations, so speak about nations in Psalm 9, who were Israel's neighbors, and they were the downpressers. But here in Psalm 10, they are godless persons, Jah-less persons, Yeshua-less persons. Not Jah-bless, but Jah-less persons. Over that. Not Yeshua-blessed, but Yeshua-less persons. Not the King of Kings Christ blessed, but the King of Kings Christ less persons, overs. So they are godless persons within the body, within the corporate body of Israel. In other words, within the society of Israel, the society of His Majesty, who are downpressing their weaker brethren. So in the first Psalm, Psalm 9, we had godless nations who were Israel's neighbor, who were the downpressers there. In this psalm, today's psalm, we have godless persons, Jah-less persons. Not Jah-blessed, but Jah-less persons. Not black Christ blessed, but black Christ-less persons. Yeshua-less persons who were within the body, who were in the body of Israel. And these are them, all of them, who are downpressing their weaker brethren. More time changes, the more things, yeah? Yeah? Okay, so let's ride up right here. Now, this what's interesting about this particular psalm right here, Psalm 10, is that Psalm 10 has absolutely no subscription. Now we spent a couple of moments here just in getting an overview so we can get a context of the word, sound, and power that is said in this psalm, in today's psalm, right? Psalm 10, as we mentioned, there are 18 verses, right? There's 18 verses. Let's look over some of the sections. In the beginning, verses 1 to 2, we have an appeal to Jah for help, for assistance. Verses 3 to 11, we have a description of the wicked, description of the ratchet, of the wicked. In verses 12 to 16, we have an appeal to Hashem, appeal to Jah, a petition to Jah, an appeal to Jah. And lastly, but not leastly, in verses 17 to 18, we have faith, the true faith of the King of Kings Christ, the true faith justified, the true emunah, the true emet, the true amen, yea, yea, and amen, justified. What's also interesting about this psalm, according to the royal order, brothers and sisters, some of the island pride might remember or recall, even just a couple of days ago, in the cycle or the sequence, right? A couple of days ago in the cycle or sequence, we had Psalm 55 for Testify Tuesday. Remember? Psalm 55. 55 for the 13th of March. It was Psalm 55. And remember how Psalm 55, where LX, in the Roman numerals, LX, L50, V, sleek, I said LX, LV. L is 50 and V is 5, so 55. So in Psalm 55, which is for the 13th of March, treachery, treason, denounced, it opened up with the words, give ear, O Elohim, ha azina Elohim, tefilati, to my prayer, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Wa'al tita alam, mita chinati, mita chinati, mit chinati, or mitichinati, techinna, chinna, channa, chinna, techinna, techinati, mitichinati, from my supplication. Hide not thyself. And there was a reference to Psalm 10, and we had made mention of it. The IM can check out the audio on the podcast right there. It's important because we're studying, we're growing, brothers and sisters. This right here is for now and for those, Jah willing, who will hear this in the future. Right? So we have that connection in the opening part. Why standest? Begins off, why standest thou, the eye afar off? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? I bear to thy father, his father, O father of the house, lemon, rikeh, omeh, lemekaram gizeh lemon, tisawarale. Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? That's from the Bamarinya in the midst of Kedus. In the Hebrew, we have Lama Yahuwah Ka Emod Be Rahok Ruk Rikeh. Bamarinya Rikeh Ruk Rahok, far. Why standest thou afar off, O Yahuwah? O Yahweh, he who be, who he be. Lama Yahuwah Ka Emod Be Rahok. Why standest thou afar off, O Yahweh? Ta'elim le'itot ba'sarah, in trouble. Demekaram gizeh, lemon tisawarale. Why do you hide? For what reason do you hide? Lama Yahuwah, why, O Yahweh, why afar? So the idea is afar off and hiding. The perspective of the psalmist, the perspective of the chanter of this mezmor, getting into the Hebraic avatar sense of this mezmor. So the psalm and the chanting is refreshing, it's cleansing. Some might have thought when we was denouncing treachery or treason as from Psalm 55 that maybe we had somebody in particular in mind. No, we didn't weaponize the psalm. It was just going through it and experiencing, right, in spirit and in truth. That's part of the meditation. That's part of the worship. Right? So this is why we find that studying is very important, because it brings out useful content, word, sound, power from the word that helps us to say, oh, yes. Then you get it, then it's empowered. Right? It's empowering. It's cleansing to ionize spirit, soul, right? And ionize five cycle body. But in the spirit and the soul, and spirit entering into that holy place in grace. So afar off, as though heedless of what is happening. Jah seems to I and I and chanting the psalm, right, in spirit and in truth, as though he is far off. Why are you standing? He is, Jah is standing. He is standing. Right? He has the understanding, the understanding, and he has the overstanding, but he's standing way over there. He's standing far off. I and I, times of trouble, is here. When the innocent are wretched and ratcheted through the unlawful activities, tease, of the ratched, of the wicked, of the fire cycle, and the suke's enemies, the soul's enemies, through the pride, the wicked in his pride, through the pride of the wicked, the poor is hotly pursued. The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. Through the pride of the wicked, the poor is hotly pursued. They are taken in the devices that they have imagined. The pride is the haughtiness which makes them indifferent. See, they're indifferent to the disapproval of Jah. If you say, Jah doesn't approve of that, whatever, they don't care about that. That's the pride, the haughtiness. Oh, I don't care. I don't believe in God. I don't believe in the Bible. You know, it's all fairy tales, all myths, whatever. You know, that's the pride, haughtiness. Psychological naughtiness, right? Haughtiness, which makes them indifferent. They're indifferent to the disapproval of Jah, right? And they are indifferent to the disapproval of man. So they have no regard for Jah or for man. You know what I'm saying? If a man says, well, God says such and such, Jah says that, they say, whatever, I don't believe in God. God doesn't exist, and they come with all these philosophies. And if a man just reasonably makes the same statement without invoking God or the Bible, they're indifferent to it. If it's true, regardless of where is the source or the resource of that truth, because Jah is the source, and man even becoming a resource of that, these ones, because of their pride, his pride, right? The poor is hotly pursued. They persecute. They persecute and falsely prosecute the poor. The Gawat Rasha'a Yidalak Ani Yidalak Ani, the poor, the Ani, they are taken. The translation follows what Rashi, one of the commentators, early commentators, that the innocent here are taken in the devices which the wicked have planned. You see, the wicked in his pride doth persecute and falsely prosecutes the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. Let them be taken and agrees with others' comments that the former, some say, is preferable as it gives the reason for the introductory appeal. So here, the psalmist, here I and I is making I and I appeal as in a court, as in the divine court, in the divine court. We're making a petition. We're making I and I appeal to Hashem. Blessed be he. The petition for his intervention, right? His intervention and to interdict the enemy, you know, an indictment against the enemy. But first we need his intervention in the situation, in this time of trouble. This also later occurs, right, in the psalm in verse 12. This petition for Jah's intervention. So this is how it opens up. So while studying the psalm, we also learn spiritual practices and procedures, right, that are acceptable in spirit and in truth. There's an order, there's a way. As you come into court, you will make your petition. So here, right, in that spiritual, psychological, that psycho-spiritual court, the prayer of the downpress. Continuing, verses 3 to 11. We're going to read the Tehillim first and then just make reference to the KJV. So if you're following along with the KJV, please follow along. Fellow followers and disciples of the King of Kings Christ. Verses 3 to 11 gives a description of the wicked. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and the covetous vaunteth himself, though he contemn Yahweh. The wicked, the ratchet, in his pride, in the pride of his countenance, in the pride of his face, he saith, he will not require. All his thoughts are, there is no God. Ein Elohim. That's his thought. Ein Elohim. Call Mizmotayo. Mizmotayo. Those are his thoughts, that there is no Elohim. Ein Elohim. His ways prosper at all times. Thy judgments are far above, out of his sight. As for all his adversaries, he puffeth at them. He saith in his heart, I would not be moved. I, who to all generations shall not be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and downpression. Under his tongue is mischief and iniquity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages, in the secret places doth he slay the innocent. His eyes are on the watch for the helpless. He lieth in wait in the secret place as a lion in his lair. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him up in his net. He croucheth, he boweth down, and the helpless fall into his mighty claws. He hath said in his heart, Elohim hath forgotten. He hideth his face. He will never see. So the description of the wicked. Here we have in verses 3 to 11, description of the wicked. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous, whom the Yahweh abhorreth. Chat yatenya benefsu fekad ye wedesalina. Amet enyam yibarkal. Amet enyam yibarkal. He blesseth the wicked. He blesseth the covetous. Yeah. But here, I'm looking at them Amharic. It's interesting. Chat yatenya exiavihrin. Abes at o inda kut awim bizat ay meramerowim be'er sufit gziavihir yellem. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, through the pride of his face, will not seek after gziavihir to sustain the good father. Elohim, the true power, is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Men geduhulu yerekaseno, for dehima befitua yefereseno. Talatotnim hulu yigazachwal. Thy judgments are far above, out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. Belubu yilal, lejlej aytawakum, akufum ayaganyanyim. He saith in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. Afu mergamina shina galana ten kolina yetemelano. Kamilasua betacha gudatina mekarano. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. Mena garocha me shemek ya yikemet alanis lahanin besuri gedilzen aino chuma wode decha yimelepetalu. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages, in the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the poor. Indan besa bechifig gudur besuura yishemkal. Dehawina lementek ayadebal. Dehawina ye netek awal. Be asha kalawima yisbewal. Yisbewal. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. Deha ye waredal ye gwebtal be hayalanum jiga ye wedikal. He croucheth and humbleth himself, that the poor may fall by his strong ones. Belubu yilal exiavir arrestonyal such a moment ayaya fituna saura. He hath said in his heart, Exiavir, the sustainer of the good father, Elohim hath forgotten. He hideth his face. He will never see it. This is a description of the wicked, the ratchet, boasteth of his heart's desire. Although its attainment is only possible by evil means, he pursues his aim openly and even boasts of it. Vaunteth himself. In the Hebrew is the word blessed, Yibarkal Bamarinya, in Amharic as well, blessed. This may be taken literally, and robbing, and when he robs, he blesses, but he condemns the Lord, Yahweh. Alternately, the verb may be understood as a euphemism, as in Job 2 and 9. Blaspheme, literally, in some cases, is the word bless. Blaspheme, bless God, and die. This is what is told to Job in 2 and 9 by his silly wife. In which case, the meaning, as in the Revised Version, the covetous renounceth, yea, contemneth Yahweh.
He defies Jah and even shows contempt. Oh, this is contempt in court? Yeah, the earth is a court. It's a crime scene and it's a court, right? He shows his contempt for Jah, as the following verses tell us. He will not require, he thinks he takes no account of man's deeds, is what he thinks. So they can be performed with impunity. There is, but here's his conclusion. His conclusion that Exiar Yellam, Ain Elohim, that there is no Elohim. Not that he is non-existent. Yes, always this in the Hebraic sense. When it says that he says that there is no God, he's not just talking about simple so-called, simple to nowadays, latter days, atheistism. No. He's not that he is non-existent, but that he is not the judge of men. You have to understand, there is no Elohim or Ain Elohim, the Elohim referring to the Shoftim, referring to the judgment, which is Elohim's, over that he is not the judge of humanity. Atheism, in the sense of denial of Jah's reality, never occurs in Scripture. Even the devil knows the truth. So these people, that's a whole other reason right there, right? The atheists are they who scorn the belief or the faith, the emunah, that he cares how men and people act. That's the true atheist. The true atheist is the one who scorns the faith or the credo, the credit, the belief, or under the believity, right, that his majesty cares for how humanity acts. We have Psalm 14 and 1 also pointing to some themes there. But moving on, in verse 5 is a phrase, his ways prosper at all times because he triumphs in his evil design. This is what we see a lot going on. Well, we know ones, and they even know they're clearly doing evil, but it seems like they are prospering. He imagines to himself that it will always be so and that no punishment or judgment will be exacted of him or executed upon him. Thy judgments, oh, Jah, are out of his sight. See, no, he can't see them. He's blind. See, the righteous speak of Jah's judgment in that he punishes and judges wrongdoing and wrongdoers. See, the retort of the ratchet, the retort of the wicked and the ratchet is that Jah is too far away from the human scene to observe and judge. Therefore, he does not allow the thought of such judgments to deter him or to even come into his consideration. His adversaries, in his self-confidence, right? In his self-confidence, he despises all who oppose him. In his self-confidence, see, he opposed Jah, and so the righteous who oppose him, he despises them. Verse 6, to all generations. See, they're thinking about, you know, they talk about, oh, in the next 50 years or 100 years, they're going to do la, 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 in the next 20 years, next 5 years, the next year, the next day. You know what I'm saying? They have that confidence. This is going to go on. How are they going to continue this down oppression of the poor, of the righteous, to all generations? He is so presumptuous that even the possibility of death does not deter them. Generations will pass away, but he will continue. This is his thought. He will continue to prosper. Another explanation is that he lives on in his descendants. His descendants, either by his seed or by the seed of his wicked and ratchet ideas. People will pick up on those wicked and ratchet ideas. They become like the children of those other wicked and ratchet people, whether they had children or not. So their descendants is twofold there too. And they too, he is sure, will have the same good fortune. Fortuna, right, as himself. Verse 7, under his tongue. What about his tongue? Under his tongue. In readiness to be pronounced in speech as smooth words, you know, like the politicians, them smooth words, right, the prosperity pimps and hustlers, right, of the ghost spell, right? But behind there lurks the evil intentions. They have the smooth words at front. You know, what we call sin, fuckery, fornication of the crown of the king as an acronym. They say, oh, now they'll say sin. He just did a little wrong something, you know what I mean? But behind their back, they'll talk all that nice nothingness, you know what I mean? But behind that lurks that evil machination under his tongue. Right, under his tongue is mischief and iniquity. Now, there's an interesting section here where it says, he sitteth in the lurking places of the villages. The villages are speaking of the unwalled settlements. In Leviticus, this third book that we have begun in this season, Leviticus chapter 25 and 31 speaks of the unwalled settlements. The unwalled settlements, all right? We have the unwalled settlements.
Yes, I.
The unwalled settlements, which are open to attack. That's the idea. They don't have a wall. They don't have any protection. The poor, the downpressed innocent ones, right? And you can make a connection even with Psalm 9, I think around 19, verse 18, 19. He has said in his heart, now this brings us right here to the fulfillment right here of this section. He has said in his heart, to the writer and the author's pious mind, nobody could act in this manner who truly believed that Jah paid attention to his creature's actions. And so he ends in his description of the wicked, of the ratchet mind, the ratchet mentality with the same psychological, the psychological analysis as at the beginning in the psalm. It also makes a fitting transition to the concluding portion that we have right here of this mizmor, today's psalm, in which he calls upon Jah to expose the falsity, to expose the falseness of that such kind of a mental attitude, that mental false construct. He says, arise, Abirtu, arise, O Lord, Abirtu Amlakoi, Tenes, Ijehim Kafkaftabel, Dehochin Atursa, arise, O Jah, O Elohim, lift up thine hand. Lift up thine hand, forget not the humble. Wherefore doth the wicked contemn Jah? Why do they make him angry? He hath said in his heart, thou wilt not require it. He would not require it of me. And the Amharic brings that out. He says that he would not require it of me. Maybe somebody else, but not me. Huh? Thou hast seen it. Ayaho, ayaho, thou hast seen it. For thou beholdest mischief in spite. To requite it with thy hand. The poor committeth himself to thee, I. Thou art the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked, the ratchet, and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness, his ratchetness, till thou find none. Leila is kamai genderes. The Lord Yahweh is Melech, is King forever, ever and ever. He who be, who he be, is divine majesty. God among the highest Selassie is King, even King of Kings forever and ever. The heathen are perish out of his land. Exiavihir and lezalalema yinegasal ah zabaka midru yitafalu. Lord Adonai, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. The eye, thou hast prepared their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear. Exiabi her yedehochin minyotasema jorowim yelbachoin asabademetech. To judge the fatherless and the downpressed, that the man of the earth may know more down press. Fordu le deha de gna le chgrenya ye dereg zet. So cha be mitrlai afachu win kaf kaf madreg in daya de gomo. Dai de gomo. Oh, there are two sections actually right here just to fulfill. Right? 12 to 16, the appeal to Jah. The appeal to Jah. Lift up thine hand. Lift up thine hand. Oh Yahweh, Kuma Yahuwah El Nisa Yadika Nisa Nisa Yadika Nisa Yadika Kuma Yahuwah El Nisa Yadika. Arise, O he who be who he be, El Elohim Chayil. Lift up thine hands, forget not the humble. Al Tishkach Anim, 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 forget not the humble. Display thy power, lift up thine hand. Nisa'ah, Yadika, Nisa'ah, Yadika. Lift up thine hand. Ijehim kef kef tebel, forget not the humble. This is a retort to the statement by the wicked, the ratchet, that Jah hath forgotten. Here, the prayer of the downpress is to say, forget not the humble. It was forget about what the ratchet saying. Don't forget the humble. Because the ratchet, the wicked thinks that Jah has forgotten the humble. Because look at the situations. Wherefore, That's a key word, therefore, wherefore. Whenever you see the wherefore, or even therefore, but here we have wherefore in verse 13, try to figure out, well, why is that wherefore there? Right? What is the wherefore, therefore? Right? Wherefore doth the wicked contemn Elohim? Why? Wherefore? For what reason? For what reason? Alma ne'etz rash'ah Elohim. The psalmist is zealous, is at a zeal for John's honor and pleas that he should not permit such contemptuous speech, such contemptuous conduct to remain unchallenged, such contempt in John court on the earthly plane, right, to continue. Thou hast seen, the eye has seen, the conviction of the is expressed that John has not closed his eyes to what has been happening. The fatherless, notice it points out the fatherless. Wherefore doth the wicked, the ratchet, contempt God and say in his heart, thou will not require, the eye has seen it. For thou beholdest trouble and vexation to requite them by thy hand, yadekta, to the eye the helpless committeth himself. Thou hast been, the eye be, the help, the helper of the fatherless. The daddyless, the fatherless, fatherless. In the Hebrew scriptures, the Hebrew Bible, the widow, the one who's a widow indeed, the widow and the orphan, each lacking the natural protection. The natural protection is the man, right? The protection are symbolic of the helpless whose rights may be easily and are easily defrauded. Break thou the arm of the ratchet. And as for the evil man, search out his ratchetness till none be found. Break his arm. The arm represents the strength which has been used. The strength, right? That's our strength, right? The strength which has been used so mercilessly. This is a testimony to days like these, Habarim. Till none be found, search out his ratchetness. Search him out. Search Babylon and the Babylonians' ratchetness out, O Jah, till you find none. More grammatically, till thou find none. Till none be found, really, until the eye find none. Let justice be exacted, be executed, until not a single deed of wrong or wrongdoing remains unpunished and unchecked. Check that, John. Check that, Father. Yahuwah Melech, Olam Wa'ed. He who be, who he be, is divine majesty, Kedemah HaSelassie, is Melech. Yahuwah Melech, Olam Wa'ed. Forever and ever, the nations, the heathen, the nations, are perished out of his land. Abadu, Abadu Goyim, May Aretzo, out of his land, the Goyim, Abadu, like the word Abadon, Abadu, they are perished, they are destroyed. This is an important function of an earthly king. This here, in verse 16, this is to administer the service, is to administer justice in his realm. That is also the work of Hashem as the king of the universe. The nations, the heathen, the Gentiles, the Goyim, the Ahzab, the nations. The term pagans is dubious, so we block that right there. Pagan means the countryside. The scripts say nations here. It says heathen, the Goyim. Goyim, the many Goys. Israel to be Goy Kadosh. Check it. The nations are perished out of his land. Adonai hath been proved. Adonai Jah, Rastafari, has been proved king. Even King of Kings, when he caused the invading peoples to be overcome. We have this even in Psalm 9 and even in real time. And this is the psalmist's assurance that the ratchet in Israel, even the wicked among the ranks of Israel. So this psalm is speaking about the wicked ones amongst the Israelites will likewise receive their just deserts. The haters without a cause of the King of Kings, Kedemawi Hale Selassie, and I and I, Rastafari of the new name, that these and those are the wicked, the ratchets. Yes, they may be Israelites. They may recognize that. The Hebrew so-called Negroes, they may recognize that. But they are fighting against the King of Kings. They're fighting against Jah's will. They're fighting against Jah's revelation. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians and the Meal children of Israel? The true Israelites say, yea and amen. The false ones, the ratchet ones, they fight. And these are those that this psalm speaks of right here. This is brings us to the last two verses. Faith, the true faith of the King of Kings Christ justified. Jah,
Oh, Jah, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou will direct their heart. Thou will cause thine ear to attend. Thou will cause thine ear to hear, to right the fatherless and the downpressed, that the man who is of the earth, the so-called earthly man, the worldly, the earthly man, may be terrible no more. The desire of the humble, as voiced in their prayers, to be freed from their downpressors, to be freed from the downpression. Thou will direct their heart in prayer. Thou will direct their heart in tefillah, in tzelot, in prayer. A better rendering here from the Hebrew and the ancient language is that thou, the I, dost make their heart firm. The I make them heart firm. Firm, strong, steadfast, steadfast and firm through the days and the times and the seasons of trial and tribulation, making the eyes heart firm. Man, Enosh is mentioned here. Enosh, as in Psalm, as we have it in Psalm 9 and 19. It speaks about Enosh, the man of the earth, is the Enosh. Enosh, mean ha-eret, the man of the earth, the earthly man. Remember in the Brit Chadash, it speaks about man from below. You know about things below, but the man from above is from above, right? Oh, you must be born again from above, right? But the earthly man, the natural man, the carnal-minded man, so to speak, that the Enosh, right, the man who is of the earth, downpressed, right? The man, in that sense, who is of the earth, who originated from the dust. The dust, the dusty niggas. You know, he's dusty, you know, yeah, crusty and dusty, right? The dusty, he originates from the dust of the earth and has his last resting place there. You see what I'm saying? Because he has not crossed over. He has not gotten past that veil. He has not crossed over. He has not accepted the King of Kings, Christ, and our black blood and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, and Yahweh, Jah truth in that life. In the context of the psalm here, to put in context this man of the earth type, right? It brings it out more even in the fuller fullness of the Brit Chadasha. Aroh, that the man of the earth may no more downpress, may be terrible no more, may no longer inspire terror and terrorisms and isms, schisms in the hearts of the weak, among the weak heart, among the innocent, right? Among the womb and children and the righteous mind them. Yes, I, Rastafari, glory to word, sound, and power. Glory be to Aina, Abba, and Father. In the name of Yeshua HaMoshiach, Awo, Amen, and Amen. HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, 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 Baruch Hashem.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
oppression of the poor have I arrived here. Rasta, come to defend the rights of the poor. For the oppression of the poor have I arrived. Listen, I come to judge all your judges. Reload, I come to teach all teachers. Bunkerly.
For this double course.
Yes. Shalom, Chavarim. So here we're seeking to do some things.
For this double course.
Just remind the Chavarim, Machaber Tenyo, Chir, because here we also have the Machaber or the Idat and the gathering, the Wayat Ahel, the Kahal. Kahal is the gathering or the church, and the teaching of His Majesty is very, very important right here. Let's bring out this, the Gospel of H.I.M., Haile Selassie, first book one, and we hope to have the book two, the follow-up to this book one, on the first little books that we publish here. His Majesty's Ask on the Lutheran, what's referred to as the Lutheran interview, or the interview with Oswald Hoffman, Dr. Oswald Hoffman, of the Lutheran Ministries. He's asked Your Imperial Majesty, as a member of the body of Christ, what do you expect of the church? And Gormawi Haile Selassie, His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie first said, the church is not merely a building. The church is a faithful fulfillment of the Christian life and its requirements. Thus, as the name applies to the buildings, so is our heart, the church, in which God, Exiavia Sustainer, which Elohim, the true God, dwells. After our blameless Creator was sent to this world by His Father, then the hearts of all believers, or the believers, the mitmanan, the amanyoch, become the temple of Exiavia, the Sustainer of HaElohim, the true God. The love of HaElohim, the true God, the love of Cha, the love of Exiavia, the Sustainer, cannot be fathomed by a series of questions and answers. And man's soul cannot experience deeper enrichment as a result. We believe in the Amen, and the good is Na'amin, 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 Na'aminalin, in the Royal Amharic, the pure language, Na'aminalin, In Na'aminalin, we Amen, we admit, often translated as we believe. In the good is we have Na'amin, 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 we Amen, that men at all times be bound by His love and grace. So now we have this here in the Oswald Hoffman interview with Gormawi Haile Selassie, with His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I, where he's asked, Your Imperial Majesty, Gormawi John Hoy, as a member of the body, we can ask the question, what member of that body of Christ? Right? But as a member of the body of HaMoshiach, member of the anointed, member of Christ, remember that Christ, Christos, Yeshua, HaMoshiach, Jesus, the Christos, Christ, is our high priest, the Lika Kahinat, the Kahin HaGadol, the high priest. Remember that likeness of Aharon, of Aaron? So let's go over again. What was it, right? And what be it according to the pattern that makes Aaron that high priest and that type of Messiah, which Jesus fulfills, according to the teaching of His Divine Majesty. So as a member of the body of Christ, what do you expect? What do you expect? What are your expectations? See, expectations. What about expectations? What are our expectations? some say to modify your expectations. We have to really check what be our expectations, because many people have expectations about the church, about the Bible, about God or God, you know, Christianity, salvation. But what do you expect of the church? Kormawi Nagusunagas, as Imperial Majesty asked, what do you expect of the church? And this word right here is that the church is not merely a building, period, full stop. The church is not merely a building, point blank, period. The church is not merely a building. Now, most people's expectation or their understanding or misunderstanding is that the church is a building. They say going to church. And this is a point that we have sought to bring out and will bring out, continue to bring out, because the truth is objective reality, whether ones see it at first or not. Hopefully in the fullness that they will be fulfilled and recognize that the church is not merely a building. So how strange, right? How strange is this idea when we say going to church and looking at the church to be merely a building? But that's not all. That's just the groundation right there, the teaching of His Majesty. Give us the teaching of His Majesty, because we don't want no devil's philosophy. The devil's philosophy tell you, well, you're a church goer, right? Or you're a church goer, right? What does that mean, a church goer? See, this Torah portion here, wayakahel, from the Hebrew kahal, the gathering, the assembly. That word there in the Brit Chadasha sense, even in the Brit Yeshana, the Old Testament sense, Brit Yeshana, the Belui Kidan, Ethiopically, but the Old Covenant, OT sense, is the church. This is why we find the Apostle Stephen, the first martyr, right, of the Nazarenes, referring to the church in the wilderness, Bamidbar, the church Bamidbar, the church in the wilderness. But one might say, well, you know, if you're coming from a Western Gentile, you know, point of view or half original, you know, you might be Hebrew or ethnically, you know, according to the flesh, but now according to the spirit and the truth. One might hear the expression in the New Testament translation of the Bible where it speaks about the church in the wilderness. What does it mean, Chabarim? What does it mean when we have this phrase, the church in the wilderness? Let's just bring this up right here. Church in the wilderness, if we even consult with the Hebrew, Brit Chadash, or the New Testament scriptures, like the church in the wilderness. Right, we have the church in the wilderness, and it's in Acts, one place in the Bible. Bible. He says, for my part, I glory in the Bible. So for I and I of the name. See, this is the key qualification of the name. Right, no play, no joke thing, right, of the name, Rastafari. Right, the teaching of His Majesty is front and center. It's the groundation. It's the foundation. Here in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, verse 38, it says, This is he. Who is he? He who be who he be. This is he. Right? This is he. Right? This is he. But the he here that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel, with HaMelech. Speaking of Moshe. Who is he? Who is he that was in the church in the wilderness? The church in the wilderness. Here, Stephen is giving a overview of the history, right? Of the history of the Hebrews and of the church. He's given a history, an overview right here in chapter 7, right? In chapter 7, let's go through this right here, just a quick overview, and then take, of course, that Selah moment to iditate, meditate, reflect, be still, and the gnosis, right? And he who be, we be. So typing this in right here so we can bring up the Hebrew right here, get the verse right here in the fuller context. We're in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7. Verse 38, chapter 7, verse 38. If you go to verse 37, it says, This is that Moses, Ethiopically, we coin this phrase here, Ethiopically, even Amharically, but here, Ethiopically, according to the Ethiopic Moshe, the Hebrew for Moses, Moshe, we have Musa. Musa is the head of a fraternal order, the head of a monastery. This is interesting when we think of, Deborah Sinai, or Mount Sinai, Har Sinai, a monastery. This is that Moses, which said to the children of Israel, to the children, the sons of Bnei Israel, a prophet shall Adonai, thy Elohim, rise up to you of your brethren, like to me, to I. Him shall y'all, here, this is he that was in the church in the wilderness with HaMelech, which spake to him in the Mount Sinai. Here, KJV says Mount Sinai. And with our fathers,
our fathers, Aboteno, Avoteno, Avoteno, Aboteno, our fathers, Abatochachin, Abatochachin, who received, and this is the Kabbalah in the Ethiopic sense, the Kabbalah, the receive, the lively oracles, the words, san hadabarim, right? These are the words, to give to us, to I and I. Let's just pause here for a moment at verse 38. We have the church in the wilderness. I'm bringing out the Hebraic of it all. And there's two main Hebrew versions right here. We know that the one that we have, the hard copy, is this one, HBPD. There's also the HB, and there's the unpointed, the Hebrew M, which is unpointed. But here it says, who, Asher, he, Asher, who, he, right, for short, who, might be more archaic, who, Asher, Asher, haya, ba'kahal, Asher, haya, ba'kahal, he, who, Asher, the one who is the Hebrew pronoun for the emphatic, he himself and none other, he, who, Asher, the one, haya, even that root of the yod, hey, where, hey, right, when we go according to the Hebraics, the Afro-Semitic, Afro-Shemitic, haya, to be, right, haya, the who, haya, wuhu, haya, he who was, Wuhu Hoe, the who Hoe, Hoe, he who is. Wuhu, Wuhu, Vuhu, Yihye, he who will be. Betisara, revelation of Tefari, yes I. So here we have Hu Ashahaya Bakahal, Ba in, by way of Kahal. Some would men say Vakahal, but here we have Bakahal, it's the bait, right? In the church, Bamidbar. Within the Kahal, so we have this Torah portion, Vayakahel. Some was Nunfield, as we mentioned, Vayakhel. Even we had sometimes were saying that until we got more into the Hebrew, into the Chumash and the Masoretic, and we say, wait, it is Vayakahel, from the root Kahal. And why is that so important? Well, the English and the translators translate as Moses assembled. Right. Now that word, the kahal, very significant, the kahal. Right? The kahal is the called out assemblies, the church. So that signifies that it's I and I as the body, already signifying, right? Calling those things, right, which be not, the sense of the church, the true sense of the church is the gathering, the witness, right, the iddat, right, the congregation being called, right, if we have it in the New Testament sense, ecclesia. Ecclesia in the koina, which is say the common, the Greek, which they spoke and speak, you know, then like we speak English, right? So we touch on the Hebrew, then we touch on the English, but more of the people spoke, we could say, like the English of the first century time, which was the Greek, even the Hebrews and the Yehudi and the Jews, then spoke the Hebrew, Masoretic Hebrew. They may have understood some words here or there, but this was the, as they call it, the lingua franca. This was the language that was spoken, the language of communication. Right? And communion, as it were. So we have the sense of the ekkalio, ecclesia. Ecclesia, also in the Spanish and the Romance languages, we have ecclesia. Right? And even when we say ecclesiastical, we say the ecclesiastical year. In the Hebrew, ecclesiastical year, to distinguish the ecclesiastical year from the civil year, and we say Ethiopia, the kingdom of God, and that's September 11th. That time, that season, which is actually the seventh moon or the seventh month that is known in the later as Tishri. Right, but beginning from the beginning of moons, right, Abib, some say, but Abib was the Abib is the barley, right, you know, the barley harvest, but from Abib to sprout forward, as we have Addis Ababa, means it sprung up, it grew, Abib is that which sprung up or grew, to say new flower, Addis Ababa. Right, ha-abeba, because the abeba, abebe, in other words, the flower, it springs up. So we have the moon, the month, which is the beginning of moons, corresponding to the ha-pesach, fasika season, even coming forward. Right, so here, it's so very important right here, because this Torah portion begins on the day after the Yom HaKippurim, the day of HaKippurim. This is why we emphasize that it's not Yom Kippur, as you have heard. I mean, it's a shortened, chopped down version, but it takes away the fuller sense of the HaKippurim, taking off the definite article and the yod meme. The definite article and the yod meme is off. The yod meme at the end, Kippurim, right? atonement. Ha, the atonement. Day of the atonement. So this Torah portion here, right, from the sages and from our study, right, it fits together with that ancient witness and narrative. This Torah portion is the day after the Day of the Atonement. Yom HaKippurim, Yawam HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonement. Not just Yom Kippur. I mean, we may say that, but let's study to shew I and ourselves approved. So here we have this connection of the church and the teaching of His Majesty concerning the church. Just give ear. Simul. The church is not merely a building. Even though in this Torah portion, Wayakahel Moshe, and Moses he called, right? Moses he assembled. It says assembled, but it's from the calling together, together, to bringing it together, right? And Moses gathered. This is the English. Now, the English, KJV says gathered. Now, because we're reading the Chumash translation with the Hebrew, we see there they translated as Moses assembled. Here we have, and Moses gathered. So somebody here say assembled. They say, whoa, it says gathered. Or the assembling, the gathering. We look at the Hebrew, right? The Hebrew, right? And the spirit, right? Not the letter, just the letter of the law, but the spirit of it, right? Both the gathering of all the congregation, all the aggregation, right? And also assembling, the assembly. When we say the assembling, the assembly, right? To assemble, assembly of I and I, even here on the E and in the I. So that is the church. The church is not merely a building, even though they're being called forward, right? To give and to build, right? To build Ha Mishkan, the tabernacle, Ha Mikdash, the Mekdes, right? And then you have the Beta Mekdes, like Solomon in the time of Shlomo Selman, right? Nugu Selman, Shlomo HaMelech, right? And even later on in the rebuilding of the temple, which they call the Temple of Solomon, but actually the Temple of Herod, within the first century time, within that incarnation time of Ha Moshiach, Yeshua HaNotri, Yeshua of Nazareth. So the church is not merely a building. So the church is already gathering together. When Moses called the congregation, the aggregation, this word, iddat, right? The iddat. The iddat in the Hebrew is the witness. The iddat, the witness. Yes, I and I, to testify. The iddat. We have in the Royal Amharic, machiver, the machiver. And from the chebere, where we have chabarim, even the chabarim in the Hebrew. In the Ethiopic, we have the chebere, the chibret, and the machiver, as we noted. The lion of the tribe of Yehuda. When we say society, that is the machiver, which can be translated society, association, assembly. Also, as in the scriptural, right, sense, as church, right, the machiver, or in the sense that we have right here as the congregation, the aggregation. And Moses gathered. He called church of all of the society. Get this: the society, the testimony, the association. The aggregation of the B'nai Yisrael. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Yisrael, O B'nai Yisrael, O sons of Israel? So there we have the prophetic word right there, Amos 9 and 7, right there. Teaching of His Majesty right here. The church is not merely a building. The church, that gathering, right, that assembly, is the what? Faithful fulfillment. Faithful. And this is a faith, but faithful. Because it can't spill, it can't overflow until it's full. The faithful fulfillment of the Christian life, the liberty of His Divine Majesty, the Christian life, the word Christian, right? Christian, Meshahawian, the anointed, Messiahite, the Messiahite life, and its requirements. What are the requirements? Thus, like this, as the name, Sim, right, the Shem. Shem, we say the Hashem, the name, but here we have the name, as the name applies to the buildings, and they do apply to the buildings, the structures, that's the place, the Mishkan, the Mikdash, the sanctuary, the tabernacle, the chapel. As it applies to the building, so is our heart, the sanctuary of the heart. In the previous Torah portion, reading, feeling, Terumah. Now here, it connects with Terumah here, because after the Ukkari, the fukuri of the golden calf, the egel masecha of masecha, by the egel, right, after the golden calf ukkari, and after the forgiveness and the renewal, remember with the renewal, the covenant was broken, so we have in the old covenant, right, a broken covenant and a renewing, even the new covenant in the old covenant scriptures right here. So now after all of that, now they are to receive the instructions that we have already read in the past 2-3 Torah portion reading and feedings, picking up with Terumah.
teruma, the offerings, the contributions. It's better to what give than to receive. And when we do give, we will receive. Right? Amen. Amen. So this is the liberty of His Majesty. So our hearts, the church in which Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, the Holy Trinity is, the Hebrew Trinity dwells, the dwelling, that dwelling place, Madaria, right? That Mishkan, the Mishkan, the Madaria. After our blameless Creator was sent to this world by His Father. That's the key. Right? Because through the Word made flesh. So the teaching of His Majesty, after our blameless Creator, who is, according to the teaching of His Divine Majesty, Karmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie, who is our blameless Creator? He says, after our blameless Creator was sent to this world by His Father, His Father. His Father, our Father. His Elohim, our Elohim. Then the hearts of all Amanyot, Mitmanan, the faithful, become the temple, become the what? The temple, to say the Heikal, the temple of Ha Elohim of Egeziah, the sustainer of the good, the generous Ab, Father. The love of Egeziah cannot be fathomed by a series of questions and answers. And man's soul cannot experience deeper enrichment as a result. And Naminalen, we Amen, Namin, Naamen, 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 I and I Amen. That men, that humanity at all times, at all hours, be bound by His love, the chesed, fikr, His love and grace, and chen, right, the chen, right, that chen, the grace, right, the grace, the tzaga, grace and truth,
and truth, and truth, and truth, and truth, and truth, and truth, and truth, and truth, and truth.
Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children.
Father and son.
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 Purify your heart, then you know.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is thee, Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he traveled this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with overstanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room.
Yeah, yeah. Rastafari, Salasia. Blessed, Barukatum. Watch the show, Father of Lord. Why did thyself in this time of trouble? Who did the fight not good to keep the poor? Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasted of his heart's desire. And blessed the comforter. Through the Lord abhorreth. The wicked bold the pride, and through the pride of his contempt, her countenance will not be after the body of Christia. That is not in our dear thoughts. Their ways are always serious. Thy judgments are far above out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. He has said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. And secret in the Lord is ability. In the secret place that he murdered the innocent, his eyes are privately set against the poor. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his bed. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He himself catch the poor, then he draws him into his net. He crouches from humbling himself that the poor may fall by his strong one. He have said in his heart, God has forgotten. How can he have forgotten? How can he hide his Arise, O Jah, Yahweh, Emmanuel, lift up thine hand, forget not the humble. Wherefore doth the wicked contempt God? He hath said in his heart, thou wilt not require him. Thy seasons around, and behold, if he sees and spies to require with thy hand, the poor can equal him someone may be. Thou art the helper of the father. Break by the arm of the wicked, the evil man seeketh out his wickedness to thy father. The Lord is king, Yahweh is king, Emmanuel, be forever, ever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Lord, rid the tyrant. Thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare his heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear. To judge the fatherless and the oppressed. The man of the earth may no more oppress. Yeah, the man of the earth may no more oppress. Why standest thou afar off? Hallowed be your name, Yahweh. Emmanuel, hallowed be your name.
Yes, yes, yes. Give thanks, Rastafa, Mikael, for that chant right there. Today's daily psalm here riding up.
מזמור יוד. למה אדוני תעמוד ברחוק, תעלים לעיתות בצרה, וגאוות רשע ידלק עני, יתפססו במזימות זו חשב. כי הלל רשע על תאוות נפשו, ובוצע ברך לעץ אדוני. רשע כגובה אפו בל ידרוש, אין אלוהים כל מזימותיו. יחילו דרכיו בכל עת, מרום משפטיך מנגדו, כל צורריו יפיח בהם. אמר בליבו בל אמות, לדור ודור אשר לא ורע. עלה פיהו מלא ומרמות ותוך, תחת לשונו עמל ואבן. ישב במערב חצרים, במסתרים יהרוג נקי, עיניו לחלך יצפונו. יערוב במסתר כאריה וסוכו, יערוב לחטוף עני, יחטוף עני במושכו ורשתו. יתקה ישוח ונפל בעצומיו חלקאים. אמר בליבו שכח אל, הסתיר פניו בל ראה לנצח. קומה אדוני אל נשא ידיך, אל תשכח ענבים. על מי ניעץ רשע אלוהים? אמר בליבו לא תדרוש. ראית כי אתה עמל וכעס תביט לתת בידיך, עליך יעזוב חיליך. יתום אתה היית עוזר, שבור זרוע רשע, ורע תדרוש רשעו ול תמצא. אדוני מלך עולם ועד, עבדו גויים מארצו. תאוות ענבים שמעת אדוני, תכין ליבם תקשיב אוזניך. לשפוט יתום ודח, ול יוסיף עוד לערוץ אנוש מן הארץ.
Midrash, a study here on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Yod. Mizmor Yod, Mizmor Yod, Psalm 10. Here, 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 today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek. Psalm 10, Mizmor Yod, Mizmor Yod, Psalm X. Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and the covetous renounceth, yea, contemneth the Lord. The wicked in the pride of his countenance saith, he will not require, all his thoughts are, Ein Elohim, there is no God. Hear, hear, hear. Psalm 10, Psalm 10 verses 1 and verses 3 to 4, hear, hear, hear. Lama Yahuwah. Ta'emod b'rachok, ta'elim le'itot batzara. kia hilela rasha ala ta'irata nafsho uavot eya berek nit eitz yahwa rasha k g vaha apopala yidarosh ein Elohim kol ne zimotayo. Why standest thou the eye afar off, O Lord? Lama Yahuwah ta'emod birachok? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? Ta'elim le'itota batzara. For the wicked, for the ratchet, boasteth of his heart's desire. Ki hilela rasha'a. And the covetous vaunteth himself, and the covetous renounceth, vaunteth himself. Though he contemn Jehovah, the wicked, the ratchet, in the pride of his countenance, in the pride of his face. Rasha kegavah apo bala yidrosh. Sayest, he will not require, all his thoughts are. There's no God. Ein Elohim. Kola mezimotayo. These words are to be considered in the light, the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Daniel, in Daniel 7:25. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the holy ones of the Most High. And he shall think to change the seasons and the law. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and half a time. Ua melina lezada ilaha. Ye malila ua leek adisheya ella yonina. Ye valeya ve yisabara le hashanaya zimanina vedata ve yita yahevuna biadeha ada idana ve iedanina ua filaga idana. And he shall speak words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. And he shall think to change the seasons and the law. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and half a time. Ua melina letzada ilaya ye malila. And he shall speak words against the Most High. Ua melina letzada ilaya, or Ua melina letzada ilaha yimalila, and he shall speak words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. Ua lekadishaya elyonina yevalei, and he shall think to change the seasons and the law. Ve yisabara lea hashana zimanin v'dat. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and half a time. Ve yita yahivuna v'yadeha ada idana ve idanina ua filaga idana. Rav Jose taught, the wicked, the ratchet, the rasha, the rishaim, the rasha, harasha, never attack without first renouncing and contemning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Jose taught that the wicked Never attack without first renouncing and contemning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isla One, the Sanctified One, the Set-Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, as it is said even in Daniel 7:25, and He shall speak great words against the Most High. U'amelina litzada ilaya yimalil, and He shall speak words against the Most High. U'amelina litzada ilaha yimalil. That is the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children, the Israelites, to whom it is said even in Vayikra, in Leviticus 19:2, where it reads, ye, y'all, shall be holy. Kedoshim tihyu, kedoshim tihyu. Ye, y'all, shall be holy, set apart. Kedoshim tihyu. By this command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be He, man, since you were hallowed, since you was set apart, sanctified, separated, set apart for my purpose, even before I created the earth, the earthly plane, therefore ye, y'all, are to be holy, set apart, as I am holy, set apart. Even as Shemot, Exodus 19:6 reads, ye, y'all, shall be to me, to I, a kingdom of priests, and a holy nation, and a set-apart nation. Zatem, v'atem tehiyu li amam leketa kohanim v'goya kadosh, for ye, and ye, and you all, v'atem, and y'all, shall be to me, to I, a kingdom of priests. Atem tihyu li mamleket kohanim, and a holy nation. Goy kadosh. Atem tihyu li mamleket kohanim. Goy kadosh. As I am higher than all the world, so shall ye, so shall y'all be. For like the letter lamed, like the Hebrew letter lamed, highest of all the letters, so shall ye, y'all, be the highest of all the peoples of the earth, of all the peoples of the earthly plane. Even though at the beginning, at the bereshith, at the beginning, like the letter yod, the Hebrew letter yod, least of all the letters, ye, y'all, were least. As is said even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 7:7, ye were the least of all peoples. Y'all were the least of all peoples. Lo me'aru bekem mikol ha'amim chashak Yahuwah bakem va'yivachar bakem ki atem ha'me'ata mikol ha'amim. Jehovah did not set His love upon you, nor choose you, because ye, y'all, were more in number than any people. For y'all were the fewest, the least, the fewest of all peoples. Lo me'rubekem mikol ha'amim ha'shak Yahuwah bakem wa yibachar bakem. Ki atem ha me'ata mikola ha amin. For y'all were the fewest of all people. Ki atem ha me'ata mikola ha amin. And here, Midrash note on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Yud, where it says, as I am higher than all the world, saith HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so shall ye, y'all, be. For like the letter, the Hebrew letter, Lamed. Lamed is the last letter in Yisrael. Yisrael, Lamed. And here, Midrash note, it says, highest of all the letters. For like the letter Lamed, the last letter in Yisrael, highest of all the letters, so shall ye, y'all, be the highest of all the peoples of the earth. Even though at the beginning, like the letter Yod, here, Midrash note, the letter, the Hebrew letter Yod, the Hebrew letter Yud, is the first letter in Yisrael. Yisrael. Like the Hebrew letter Yod, least of all the letters, ye y'all were least, as it is said. Ye y'all were the least of all peoples. Ki atem ha-me'ata mikol ha-amim. In what verse is Yisrael said to be the highest? In the verse from Devarim, from Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy 28 and 1, that says and reads, the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. The Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. V'hayayima shamoa tishamaa b'kol Yahuwah Eloheka lishmor la'esota et kol mitzotav asher anochi mitzavka hayom u'anetaneka Yahuwah Eloheka elyon al kol goyei ha'aretz. And it shall come to pass with haya, if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of Jehovah, the I Elohim, true good, true God. Wahaya im shamoa tishamaa b'kol Yahuwah Eloheka, to observe, to do all his commandments that I command thee, the I, this day. Lishmor la'esota et kol mitzvotayo asher anochi mitzavka hayom, that Jehovah thy Elohim, Yahuwah Eloheka, will set thee, I, on high above all the nations, the nationalities, the international community of the earth, of the earthly plane. Ua netaneka Yahuwah Eloheka elyon al kol goye haaretz. A mashal, a parable, a misalia, mashal of a man who had a vineyard, who had a vineyard. Thieves tried to enter it, but could not because it was surrounded by a fence. What did the thieves do? What did the thieves do? They broke down the fence and then entered the vineyard. Then they entered the vineyard. Likewise, the goye haaretz, the nations, the Gentiles of the earth, of the earthly plane, they come to attack Yisrael, the vineyard, the vineyard of HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, the Isla One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. As it is said, even in Yeshayahu and Isaiah, Isaiah 5 and 7, where it reads, the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel. The vineyard, the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel. Ki karam Yahuwah tzvaot beit Yisrael, for the vineyard, ki karam, for the vineyard of Jehovah of hosts, Jehovah of armies, ki karam Yahuwah tzvaot is the house of Israel, the house of Israel, beit Yisrael, ki karam Yahuwah tzvaot beit Yisrael. The vineyard of Jehovah Tzebaot is the Beta Israel. First, they renounce HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First, they renounce the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. And then they attack Yisrael, and then they attack Israel. As is said first of Harasha, of the Ratchet, the Rishaim, the wicked ones, he shall speak great words against the Most High. Umelina litzada ilaya yimalil. Umelina litzada ilaha yimalil. And then is said, he shall wear out the saints of the Most High. He shall wear out the saints of the Most High. Ulik adisheya elyonina yevale. Ulik adishe elyonina yebale. Next, the goye haaretz, the nations of the earth, of the earthly plane, the goye haaretz, try to change HaTorah. Next, the nations, the nationalities, the heathen, the Gentiles of the earthly plane, the Goye HaAretz, try to change HaTorah, the Torah, just directions, instructions. As is said, even in Daniel 7:25, he shall think to change the seasons and the law. V'yisbara lehashanaya zimnina vedata. And he shall think to change the seasons and the law. V'yisbara lehashanaya zimnina vedat. Seasons, zimnin, here, Daniel. Aramaic, the Zimnin, the seasons refer to festival seasons, and law, dat, in the Aramaic, dat, to Torah, to the Torah. Of that, it is said, even in Devarim and Deuteronomy 33:2, from his right hand went a fiery law for them. From his right hand went a fiery law for them. Mimino eshtata lamo, at his right hand or from his right hand. Mimino, mimino, mi yimino, mi yimino, mimino eshtat lamo, esh, fiery, dat, law, lamo, for them. Mimino eshtat lamo. Now, because this verse goes on to say, and they shall be given into his hand. And they shall be given into his hand. Does the verse mean forever? V'yitayahivuna biyedeha. And they shall be given into his hand. V'yitayahivun biyedeha. Does this verse mean forever? And they shall be given into his hand. Does the verse mean forever? No. No, lo, no. For the verse concludes, until a time and times and half a time. Ad idana where iadanin u afilaga idana. Until a time and times and half a time. Ad idan ve idanin u filag idan. Until a time and times and half a time. In the meantime, we, I and I, suffer all sorts of oppressions. Rephrase. In the meantime, we, I and I, suffer all sorts of downpressions. Because thou, the I, hast removed thyself far from us, far from I and I. Hence, here it is said, why standest thou, the I, afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? Lama Yahuwah ta'emoda bi'rachok ta'elima le'itota batzah. Why standest thou, the eye, afar off, O Jehovah? Lama Yahuwah ta'emoda bi'rachok. Why hidest thou thyself? Ta'elim, ta'elim, in times of trouble. Le'itota batzara, le'itota batzara. Lama Yahuwah ta'emod be'rahok. Ta'elim, le'itota batzara, 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 batzara.
Chapter 7. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matter. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold,
the four winds of the heavens drove upon the great sea. And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion, and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made stand upon the feet as a man. And a man's heart was given to it. And behold another beast, a second, like to a bear. And it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh. After this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. After this I saw in the night visions, and behold a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly. And it had great iron teeth, devoured and break in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it. It had 10 horns. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes, like the eyes of man, and a mouth, speaking great things. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. 1,000 thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. I beheld then, because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake, I beheld even till the beast was slain, and his body destroyed, and given to the burning flame. As concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by, and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me, and made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are four kings which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom, and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others. A fiery stream issued and came forth from the void. Fiery stream, fiery stream, fiery stream.
Test your knowledge. What is the King of Kings' kingdom, and from where does it rule? Who rules in the kingdom, and who are its subjects? How has the King of Kings assured us that his kingdom is a reality? When did the appointed times of the nations begin and end?
With Ethiopia. This man was born there. Babylon, to them that know me. Mention of Rahab and Babylon, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there with Ethiopia. This man was born there with Ethiopia. With Ethiopia, 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 with Ethiopia. This man was born. This man was.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inslasia.
The whole place is
doomed. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? The Ethiop, are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, saith the Lord. For her sins have reached unto heaven, that ye be not partakers of her sins. Come out of her, my people, come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, come out of her, come out of her, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. Ye receive not of her plagues. Ye receive not of her plagues. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by, and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me, and made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are four kings which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom, and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron, and his nails of brass, which devoured, break in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet, and of the ten horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom three fell, even that horn that had eyes, and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his belly. I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints, and prevailed against them. Until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came, the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down, and break it in pieces. And the ten horns after this kingdom are ten kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings. He shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times for the dividing of time. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion, to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion, and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven, shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And all dominion shall serve and obey him. Hitherto is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cogitation much troubled me, and my countenance changed it. But I kept the matter in my heart.
His many followers, Jesus Christ was black, and Haile Selassie as the returned Messiah. Bob Marley was not just a pop star, but a prophet. the spiritual leader of a religious movement that is fast becoming a political force in the Caribbean. That movement is called Rastafari. In our report, first shown last December, Rastas believe that Ethiopia was and is the true biblical Israel. Thus, as they see it, blacks were the original chosen people of God, and the Jews are imposters. They say that Jesus Christ was black, and they worship Haile Selassie as the returned Messiah. Africa is their promised land. All other civilization is Babylon. And Babylon's leader, considered by them to be the devil on earth, is the Pope.
We kill him every thought we have. It's just to kill the Pope. Kill him. Kill out Rome. Kill Babylon.
And you're serious about that?
Yeah. And how we're going to kill them, though, is with lightning, earthquake, and thunder. Not gun or bayonet, which is Babylon's weapons, but with lightning, earthquake, and thunder.
Rastaman Arthur Kitchen's Kill the Pope sentiments are shared by Rastas throughout the island. The scene is a hillside on the outskirts of Kingston. The sound is Rastafarian drums, symbolic thunder, rolled in daily ritual. Four drum beats aimed at the four corners of the world, so no Pope can escape. Babylon will fall is the Rastaman's constant litany. They are praying, hoping, singing for survival and for escape. Their music is called reggae, now popular worldwide.
The Gregorian calendar, if you've studied history, you know that the Gregorian calendar did not go down very easily with indigenous people. The Gregorian calendar went out with the Spanish and with the Catholic bishops, and they conquered lands and then told people what day it was. Most civilizations already had their own calendar, see? And then these guys come along and say, no. This is the day. It didn't go down very easy. They had to kill millions and millions of people to get them to follow this Gregorian calendar. And what this Gregorian calendar was all about was the physical measurement of our orbit. And it turns out that this is a very, very insidious tool. You probably never thought that a calendar could be so evil. But what this calendar has done is it has pinned our civilization's consciousness to physical evidence only. The absolute dead center of our civilization is focused on only physical evidence. The measurement of physical objects moving through space. That's why it's not Year of Our Lord anymore. Because there has been a steady erosion of our consciousness of things other than physical.
All right.
This one is called Free Our Minds.
Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous whom the Lord abhorreth. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways... Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous whom the Lord abhorreth. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above, out of his sight. For all his enemies he puffeth. He hath said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villagers. In the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the poor. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. He croucheth and humbleth himself, that the poor may fall by his strong one. He hath said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face. He will never see it. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up thine hand. Forget not the humble. Wherefore doth the wicked contemn God? He hath said in his heart, thou wilt not require it. Thou hast seen it. For thou beholdest mischief and spite to requite it with thy hand. The poor committeth himself unto thee. Thou art the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked and the evil. Seek out his wickedness till thou find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear. To judge the fatherless, oppress, that the man of the earth may no more oppress.